WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Storm recovery in the South intersecting today with presidential politics. Former President Donald Trump heading to North Carolina. He'll visit areas impacted by Hurricane Helene, and Governor Roy Cooper says
Donald Trump is coming to Asheville today. I'm asking that he not share lies or misinformation while he is here.
Officials have criticized Trump's previous comments about FEMA's response and budget. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney at campaign stops today in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine for the third time since the war began. Secretary of State Blinken is heading to Israel to continue work on a ceasefire deal and getting hostages released. And the man convicted of shaking his two-year-old daughter to death in Texas in 2002 will testify today before a House committee investigating his conviction. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. Get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Friends of the Lake Walk in Duluth are looking for volunteers to help in their final cleanup event of the season on Monday. Organizers of the event say they're hoping to clean up all 8 miles of the lake walk from the canal to Leif Erikson Park on Monday before winter weather starts to move into the region, making the cleanup significantly more difficult. Volunteers will be meeting at the Canal Park Lodge at 2 p.m. regardless of weather, and cleaning supplies will be provided. Volunteers will also be entered into a gift card raffle. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering changes to their deer management boundaries amid dropping deer harvest rates. According to the DNR, last year's deer harvest dropped 30% in the northern counties, leading officials to consider setting boundaries based on habitat instead of county lines. Officials are in the process of determining how much support they can get for revising the deer harvest boundaries and could present their final recommendation to the Natural Resources Board in just a few months.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in a passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities and getting him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in Racine.
Radio Park, baby.
Radio Park, baby, on the south side of Racine. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very busy show for you today. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley, who is with National Security Leaders for America, will be joining us at 10:33. He is one of about 1,000 members of National Security Leaders for America, all very much concerned about the implications of a second Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
He's a retired Major General. I think he knows from what he speaks.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him about woke generals in the Army, as the former president referred to them.
Yeah, the former president also over the weekend kind of referred to North Korea and Russia, not necessarily our enemies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think retired Major General Cliff Stanley might find that interesting.
Though we won't bring it up with the former general. The former president said a lot of things this weekend.
He did.
A lot of things.
We will cover some of those things. Yeah. Over the next 2 hours, right after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06, he is coming back. Mr. Global, Matt Randolph, will be here to talk all things oil and gas and energy independence. And oh, Ricky, who recently commented on his Twitter account. Boy, did he get schooled.
Yeah, Ricky, like that. I can't. Once again, can't wait to talk to him about it.
Yep.
Love having him back on the show.
He is an oil and gas industry expert. He's been working in the field for 30 years. He has his own company. He knows of what he speaks. He has got the facts to annoy pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really does. And he's an equal opportunity annoyer. I would say.
We're looking forward to having him back.
Yes, we are.
11 o'clock today.
And then we'll wrap up the show at 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Fry edition.
You put the pieces of the puzzle together.
I think you might know to which we refer. So that we'll be wrapping up the show with that at 11:51. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. All right. Reminder, in-person absentee voting, also known as early voting.
Yes.
Because I think that's a little confusing.
It is.
Just slightly. But early voting starts tomorrow across Wisconsin. Yeah. You can find out more about your voting options. You can see your ballot in advance. All of that stuff. Just go to myvote.wi.gov, plug in your address. That will bring everything up that you need, including your ballot. And as a reminder, there will be a constitutional amendment for all of Wisconsin on the November 5th ballot. They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. In my estimation, this is way too narrow down who fits that definition of only.
It gives them the ability to start that from that point on.
Yes.
And then what will they do the next time? And then the next time? And then who gets to vote anymore?
Right. So I will be voting no. You can check with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Go to their website if you want to find out how they feel about this. But don't be surprised when you see this constitutional amendment yet again.
Yeah.
On Wisconsin's ballot when you go to cast your vote. There was a debate on Friday night.
On Friday,
yeah. Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, going up against California life coach Eric Hovde.
He has a new title?
We've given him a new title.
Yeah.
He has a series of videos,
Yes, he does.
I didn't realize that until I was reading Daniel Bice's column from earlier this morning, or it might have been a different one. He has a series of videos on YouTube, apparently, about how to live a better life.
Grand.
It's so inspiring.
Does any of that advice, include having hundreds of millions of dollars at your disposal?
I don't think he addresses it. I think he talks in his life videos about it's not how much money you have, Greg.
Of course it isn't.
It's not about how much wealth you have.
Nope.
It's how you approach life. And there is I will give him a little credit. There is a grain of truth to that. I can think of a whole bunch of people who are very, very wealthy who don't seem terribly happy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people I know who are on the side of broke or just not being wealthy who are very happy. But
it makes a difference. I guess if you're very, very wealthy, it just means you get to be miserable in really nice surroundings.
Exactly.
Kind of that way. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the exchange between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde on Friday. This kind of jumped out at me because, of course, farmers are a very big and important part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big voting block, I would think.
Huge.
And we have talked a number of times about the farm bill, which continues to languish and get pushed and pushed and pushed.
Mm-hmm.
The farm bill came up on Friday night during this debate. Calvin, let's play clip number one, please.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time.
What?
So I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill.
First of all, isn't opine kind of a snotty elitist word? That seems so ill.
At the very least, it sounds incredibly condescending. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like no one's asking you to be an expert, sir.
Haven't you read it?
You could read it, talk to farmers, sit down
with
them.
That would be an idea.
I mean, did you talk to the farmers union who just endorsed Tammy Baldwin when you sought their endorsement? I mean, there are ways of educating yourself. I'm not asking for a PhD level discussion, but at least come to us with some level of knowledge.
I would imagine, Greg, that if you went to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau website, there might be information there.
Yeah.
About the farm bill.
And this notion that, like, well, I'm not in the Senate, that smacks of Donald Trump at the debate when he said, well, I can't tell you about my plan. I'm not the president. I have concepts of a plan.
Calvin, we happen to have that clip, too.
Oh,
that's
really
one of my favorite clips. Let's play clip number two, please.
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now.
Yeah, I don't study in advance.
No.
Why would I go to a job interview and look at the company or what my duties would be?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have an opinion about any of that until I know I have the job.
Also, incredibly selfish way of living, if you ask me. Well, I'm not going to tell you until I get the thing I want.
Right.
Well, that just goes to show, once again, as we have stated before, and we're going to talk about this more in the coming 2 weeks.
Oh, 15 God. Days, people.
That Eric Hovde does not have a plan. He has no solutions. His solutions come from other people.
Absolutely.
And they are nasty and they're dark and they're rooted in the worst forms of hypocrisy. And they're anti-American in my opinion. I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself. But now he is just echoing all of the sentiments of Trump, of the GOP.
Well, he started out His early commercials were very much life coachy.
Yes.
They were very much, I'm a Wisconsin guy and I'm from here and I sit in frozen lakes because that's what we all do, even though that's not what we do.
Please accept me as one of your own. I tell you I do this, which, by the way, I'm still waiting for anybody to tell me as a Wisconsinite. I'm born and raised here, never left. I've never sat in a frozen lake as part of a Wisconsin tradition.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
But yeah, he started out very life coachy. And as you said, Greg, the ads since then have just become increasingly nasty and increasingly accusatory. And again, he doesn't offer. What's the alternative? What alternative are you offering us? Yeah. Oh, you don't have a plan for that yet because you don't have the job yet.
Is your border plan like the border bill they tried to pass last year? And Trump said, no, I want to campaign on that, so we'll kill it. I mean, the problem with Eric Hovde is that because he has nothing, he has to just go, and he wants to win. He has to do whatever the money suppliers are saying. And that money, that's Diane Hendricks, that is Mitch McConnell, that is the U-Lines, that is all that money coming into those coffers for a rich man, by the way.
Yep.
And now his message doesn't sound like Wisconsin.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that's the ultimate thing. It's like you can sit all in the lakes you want, throw all the axes you want, and do all those things. That's fine. People in Wisconsin love to do that. Cool deal. But your message isn't Wisconsin. It just isn't.
NBC News reporting on Friday night's debate between Senator Tammy Baldwin and California life coach Eric Hovde. He continues to attack her partner.
Yes.
Because her partner works for some financial services firm.
Yeah.
And they're not married. Therefore, her partner does not have to disclose anything.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. And he continued to throw barbs at her about her personal life. And she had a response to that, which I think resonates with a lot of women, especially women in Wisconsin. Calvin, let's play clip number three, please.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a real good thing, Eric.
And you know what? I'll take it one step further. As a man, if you're a man who believes in freedom and privacy, this should resonate with you as well.
Yes. Limited government.
Yes, limited government. If there's no laws being broken, you're not owed anything. If there is a problem with the finances, I feel like Tammy Baldwin was the first one to be like, here's the problem. It's not like she's a Supreme Court justice hiding things. Ooh, sorry, did I say that out? I totally did.
Of course, Eric Hovde, when he ran last time in 2012.
And lost,
was completely anti-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
No exceptions. Now, of course, he's flip-flopped on that because this has become such a winning message for Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So now he's moderated, of course. But he's still, you know, very pro-life and, oh, okay, that's fine.
Isn't that crazy, Pants, that in the case of rape or incest or the life of the mother, that's moderate now?
Oh, yeah. And he continues to spread the lie that abortions are being performed in the 9 month and after birth. That is a lie.
Yep.
Just throwing it out there. That's not true.
Correct.
We're going to continue this conversation. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. a Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you live from Racine Radio Park in Racine, our new home. Very excited to be here. Doesn't mean we're not going to talk about Waukesha. We're going to talk. We will continue to talk about Waukesha and Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha and all of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever have something you would like us to cover or a guest that you think would be great, we would love to hear your suggestions. You can always send them to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Coming up at 10:33, retired Major General Cliff Stanley is going to be joining us. He's with National Security Leaders for America. He's one of almost 1,000 former military members, ambassadors, other people who've worked within the government, who are very concerned about the ramifications of a second Trump term. So I suggest stick around for that. It should be a very interesting conversation, especially considering some of the comments that Donald Trump made over the weekend about the enemies within and who our enemies are, because he doesn't seem to think that North Korea and Russia are that much of an issue.
He now thinks most of the enemies are right here in the United States.
Apparently it's just us.
Just us who disagree with him.
Right now, though, we are talking about California life coach Eric Hovde's debates on Friday night, and against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And Daniel Bison, today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has a new article out. Headline reads, Eric Hovde joined California-based firm to buy swanky 189-acre resort in Costa Rica. We've already heard about Hovde's $7 million mansion in Laguna Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nice little shack in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
$2.3 million.
Yeah.
That's more expensive than Tammy Baldwin's, right?
Yeah. Really, when this whole when the campaign started to make shape with Eric Hovde as the front runner, if you will, one of their big gripes was, and still is Tammy Baldwin lives in D.C. and she doesn't work for Wisconsin and she has a $1.2 million home, which, folks, $1.2 million is nothing to shake a stick at, and $1.2 million in Wisconsin would buy you a nice house. But go to DC, go to Zillow, go to any real estate app, type in your budget of $1.2 million, you will get a modest place at best. And ever since Eric Hovde, we found out that Eric Hovde has a house that's twice as much as Tammy Baldwin. They don't really talk about that anymore.
No, it's not, you're right. That was the big attack for a while.
No point of interest. I guess Tammy Baldwin's fine living in D.C. It's actually, don't worry about it. We're good.
In 2022, December 2022, Eric Hovde's company, Hovde Properties, joined with a California-based company to buy a 189-acre jungle lodge in Costa Rica. The four-star oceanfront property has a main lodge, 14 villas, a three-bedroom beach house, a restaurant, two bars, a beach club, and three swimming pools. You can stay. It's really so reasonable. It's $815 a night. One night.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
That's it. January 6th through the 12th of this year, if you wanted to go for their New Year Reset retreat, it's almost $4,000 for a single private room. But you get daily yoga.
Oh.
A snorkeling tour, kayaking, waterfall hiking excursions.
And I'm asking for a friend, is it okay if I show up on January the 7th? I might need to be somewhere on January the 6th next year. Just putting it out there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a party I'm hearing about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm, I wouldn't go. The reviews last year were not good. The reviews from a couple of years ago were not good.
I don't know. Actually, it was Patriots all the way.
And now Eric Covey is what, carrying around utility bills?
Yeah, so at the debate, he pulled out a utility, because he's so sensitive about this thing about not living in Wisconsin, because he doesn't. He lives in California.
They have a house in Madison that they bought in 2012 when he ran last time and lost.
Yeah, his main home is in California. That's where he spent the most money. You can't convince me otherwise. He lives in California.
No.
He has residency in Wisconsin. That's the thing is, if he just came on and be like, yes, I have a property in D.C., I have a property in Wisconsin, I am a property in California, and I split my time between all of them, just be honest, you'd be fine. But this weirdo decides to pull out a utility bill if he owns the house in 2012 and he still has it now, of course there's utility bills. Of course he's still, that's not shocking. What was the thing was, he said, I challenged Tammy Baldwin to provide 10 years of utility bills for her in Wisconsin. Well, if she has a place in Wisconsin, that's not something you can really question either, because the utility, like, you, whether you live here or not,
you have a utility bill. If you own property in Wisconsin, you will have a utility bill.
So
unless you have no electricity.
Yeah. Once again, not the gotcha he thinks it's going to be.
Here's his quote. I'm supposedly a jerk from California. Before pulling from his pocket a document that said he says has a utility bill for his Madison home.
Yeah.
And challenged Tammy Baldwin to produce 10 years of utility bills to prove where she lives.
This all proves the fact that Eric Hovde wants to stick to the distraction, where he lives, all these things, while providing no plan, no solutions, no bipartisan anything. He thinks he's moderate because he believes in certain exceptions for abortion care. He has nothing for what he is not Wisconsin. He is not of us. He is not us. And what he's doing now is just proving that he has nothing to give us when he goes, if he goes to Washington.
Absolutely.
He will do nothing but vote on Trump's side.
Yes.
He'll be
and for other really wealthy people like him.
He'll be Ron Johnson the second.
Absolutely, but even richer than Ron Johnson.
Yep.
Before we go to break, Calvin, let's play that clip from Eric Hovde zeroing in on the farm bill on Friday night during his debate with Tammy Baldwin.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time, so I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
Last time
so many things on which you would not opine. News is coming up next, and then when we return, Cliff Stanley from National Security Leaders for America will be here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The EPA is moving forward with plans to establish new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says she's glad the work on the new rules continues uninterrupted.
This is not a looming crisis in the future. This is something that is here already. We're having much more impactful storms that are causing power outages across our states.
Opponents argue the EPA is overstepping its authority. Jolly Good Soda is officially the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. The Cryer Foods Soft Drinks Made in Random Lake is the winner of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's annual contest. Jolly Good's been around since 1966 and was rebooted in 2013 as a craft soda brand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Ballot drop boxes are now available in Superior ahead of the November election. On Friday, Mayor Jim Payne announced the secure ballot drop boxes were officially opened and are available at the Government Center, Superior Fire Department Headquarters, and the Bong Veterans Museum. The drop boxes will be picked up at 6 p.m. on Election Day. In-person early voting will also officially open on Tuesday at the City Clerk's office. Residents will be able to stop in from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays until November 1st to vote early. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that Wisconsin is lagging behind in getting children vaccinated. According to a press release from the Department of Health Services, Wisconsin kindergartners are behind on vaccines for diseases like polio, pertussis, and DTaP. The report also shows Wisconsin kids are vaccinated for MMR at a rate of about 85%, below the national rate of about 93%. Health officials are reminding parents to get their kids vaccinated to protect them and their communities. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan, has caused some controversy and generated the ire of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump and his team tried to prevent the film from coming out altogether. Stan says that's hypocritical, as the candidate has been touting free speech. The Apprentice follows Trump in the early days of his business ventures. The film received good reviews and is currently in theaters. Remember when we used to order DVDs from Netflix through the mail, and there were times the company was struggling to survive? Those days are long gone. Netflix added 5 million users in the third quarter of this year alone. The company is projecting its earnings to be $43 billion in 2025. That's a growth of 11-13%, according to Variety, and about $5 million more than last year. The streaming platform now has 282 million users. This must mean lower prices for subscribers, right? Hello? Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another summery day today. Under sunny skies, high temperatures will soar to near 80 degrees. Winds are calmer out of the south, and a few clouds build in tonight as lows fall to the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, sun to start, clouds increasing, and showers rolling in by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community so we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
come in and leave your mind open. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Sweet Cal B coming to you from our new home, Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, Wisconsin is a same-day registration state. So if you miss the deadline to register online or by mail, that happened last week, You can still register in person on Election Day. You have to bring the proper ID. Go to myvote.wy.gov, myvote.wy.gov. That will tell you everything you need to know as far as what you have to bring if you have not yet registered. The general election, 15 days away. November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Everybody who's anybody is a voter.
Be cool.
Be cool. Voters are very cool. Speaking of cool, we're very excited to have our next guest joining us. He is a retired Major General. Cliff Stanley is here. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you.
You are a member of National Security Leaders for America, and we have had a number of their members on over the last few months. Cliff, can you tell us why it is important for you to be part of this group and why you're doing things like joining us here today?
Oh, my gracious. I can't think of anything more important. I mean, to be frank with you, my wife is literally in rehabilitation this morning. I said, I'm going to make sure I'm here for this. Because this election is probably, I know everybody says it, but this is actually unbelievably foundational for not only our nation, but everything that I stood for. It's 33 years of service in the United States Marine Corps.
There, for so many members of your group that we've talked to before, they really do see Donald Trump as an existential threat to our democracy.
Yes. I mean, let me just put it like this. He wouldn't have qualified to be one of my troops. I mean that. He would not have qualified because he would have been psychologically disqualified because he would have been a personality disorder.
Seriously.
And I'm not making that up. That's a fact.
Well, I mean, okay, we're going to play a couple of clips because Donald Trump was on with Howard Kurtz from Fox yesterday, and he made several statements that may be of particular interest to you. Calvin, let's play clip number one, Donald Trump talking about generals.
General Jim Mattis, who was your Secretary of Defense, has now joined General Mark Milley, who was your Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in saying, this is their quote, you are the most dangerous person ever. I assume you'd like to respond.
Well, they were not my cup of tea. They were woke. You know that. They were not great generals, in my opinion. I was asking them advice. I didn't agree with the advice. Look at the advice that Milley gave to Biden on Afghanistan. Move the soldiers out first. No, you have to move the soldiers out last. I don't respect them as soldiers. I never did. I fired them both.
That was Donald Trump yesterday talking to Howard Kurtz on Fox. Cliff Stanley, you're a retired Major General. When you hear things like that, what goes through your mind?
Well, first of all, I know General Jim Mattis. He's a personal friend. We've gone through classes together, schools together. I've known him for probably 30 to 40 years, so I've known him for a long time. I also know General Milley because as the Undersecretary of Defense, I worked with him when he was a Brigadier General. So what I'm saying right now is that the oath that these officers took, the same one that I took, and really, it's same as similar to what the president takes. I do solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. I mean, that oath that I can finish right now, but don't have the time, is actually foundational to our Constitution. It's the same oath that the president of the United States takes. I mean, how can you say that? And not only that, when you offer advice, we recognize that all you're doing is offering advice. If the advice differs, okay, so what? I mean, it's advice. It's counsel. You're giving the best of your counsel to the individual. Doesn't mean that you have to be a sycophant to the person you're serving. And you're actually serving your nation, the Constitution. And they teach us about lawful orders and unlawful orders. I'm accountable if I did something that was unlawful. That's unconscionable. And so even if he gave me an order that was unlawful, I'm not doing it.
Right. Well, we talk about that a lot, about if he would get reelected, And what would happen if he issues an order that is blatantly illegal? How many of the armed forces do you think would refuse? I mean, it's such a, it's a hypothetical. I know it's impossible to put a number on it, but it just seems to me like the sense of duty and honor in our military members is so ingrained that you're going to refuse.
The officer's oath and the enlisted oath is different. There's a little difference in there. And in the enlisted, they say orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers over me. But my orders actually say that I am supposed to obey and support the Constitution of the United States, period. And I have to follow lawful orders. I have to stand and face the consequences if you want to court-martial me or whatever, but I think I would be okay in that court-martial. And I will stand my ground.
Well, and essentially, Donald Trump just basically admitted that he fired these two generals because they gave him information that he didn't like and that he didn't agree with. And why we would want anybody, any boss, or any person in any position of authority to be surrounded by nothing but yes people, that's not good.
Those officers resigned. They didn't. They weren't fired. They resigned. They were not fired. That's his twist to put his spin on it. But they resigned.
And they resigned, I'm assuming, because he kept asking them to do unlawful things.
That's exactly right. And it could not serve a person like him.
I want to go.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, I want to go back to something that the former president said, too. And using the word woke, which I don't want to get into the controversy that shouldn't surround that word, but he uses it as a pejorative on those men. And it's the first time I've ever heard anyone refer to military as woke. And I thought, is this something that even works with people now when they hear that? Can you call those two gentlemen woke and it's quote unquote sticks? They're military. Their job isn't to care about what's going on outside of their realm and to take care of the country, and to say they're woke, it means nothing to me. It means nothing.
It doesn't. And I mean, the entire time of my service on active duty, Democrat, Republican, and independent, it wasn't even a part of the lexicon.
Yeah.
It was not a part of what, that's not what you do. And because you are evaluated, your entire career, you're being evaluated by superiors and subordinates, actually, even though they're not writing about you, you know, writing on you, you're having a 360 evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a constant. And your reputation speaks to that, you know, period. So woke, I mean, that wasn't even a part of the lexicon. Of course, I retired over 20 years ago. You know, woke then. Taking something and making whatever they want to make out of that.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You are there. Now this just applies, the term woke applies to anything that they don't like.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's just a blanket term. If you're just joining us, our guest is retired Major General Cliff Stanley. He is a member of National Security Leaders for America. Cliff, I wanted to play another clip for you from Donald Trump's discussion with Howard Kurtz on Fox News. Calvin, let's play clip number two, Donald Trump talking about the enemy within.
You talk about the enemy within. There's enemies, America's enemies outside. The enemy within is a pretty ominous phrase if you're talking about other Americans.
I think it's accurate. I mean, I think it's accurate.
Who are you talking about?
And the enemy? You know, I heard that. They said, oh, the enemy. On the outside, you have Russia, you have China, you have a lot of different groups. If you have a smart president, they can be easily handled. I handled them. We had no wars. We had no wars. The only thing I had was ISIS, and I defeated them in, like, record time. They were gone. But I started no wars. The outside people, the so-called enemies, if they're enemies, and they might not be enemies, if you have a smart president, they can be handled.
So much to unpack there.
Yeah.
to unpack there. So he's essentially saying, from what I heard, that Russia and China and North Korea, they're really not so bad. They're not really enemies. We need to be concerned about Democrats and people who disagree with me.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, come on. We don't even have enough time to address all of it. But let me just say that obviously there is a piece in there that says against all enemies, not, and our oath, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But the last thing I wanted around me, especially as a general, was a bunch of sycophants, people who agreed with everything. In fact, I'm in trouble if I have people, everyone agreeing with everything. I'm looking for someone who thinks differently. I mean, you want that around you. If you're a good leader, you don't want to be surrounded by a whole bunch of people that agree with you all the time. You actually want to hear some different points of view. You want to synthesize it. You want to be able to think. That's what leadership is all about. And I do executive coaching worldwide. This is an issue worldwide of people being able to be around people to understand that we all think differently. We're different. We're all different. But this is not about being whatever, you know, you're saying Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever you want to say. There's always, this has gone back from the beginning of mankind, humanity, period, of people being able to think different and work together as a team. That's what teamwork is all about. It's not about me. It's about serving something much higher than me, and in this case, the country.
Well, and isn't that how you make the best informed decisions, is by having information from all different sources?
Yes, because you can't think of it all. You don't know it all. You never will know it all. And there's always someone who has actually gone through the school, who's younger. I mean, what I learned on computers and everything, I'm comfortable right now, but I can't touch my daughter. And my grandson, I can't touch him now.
Right.
These guys, I mean, they do it like it's just natural. And so respect that. There are differences. We've now learned to understand that it takes all of us to make this work. That's what it's all about.
And I can't think of a more dangerous position for a member of the military to not have all the information, even if it's coming from someone who is disputing your take on it. That sounds like disaster in the making.
We have this thing called, you know, battlefield, the preparation of the battlefield, where you actually are receiving information, allowing that information to come to you. And then I'm asking them to give me three courses of action, different courses of action, totally different. And then of those, we're going to get the best one. And that's where we are. And that's the same thing they're doing right now, routinely.
I think the thing you've brought up too, sir, is the term sycophants, which is what will happen in a Project 2025 presidency. Because if Donald Trump wins, it is Project 2025. And if it's Project 2025, it will be sycophants, yes men, and neophytes who will follow him to the ends of the earth and say, everything is correct, dear leader. Everything you say is right. And if you don't, you're gone. You're not good enough. And it might be a firing. It may be worse. And it's not a matter of hyperbole here, folks. They've made it very clear that there will be punishments for those who disagree.
Well, didn't he essentially say that it was either Milley or Mattis that he wants them publicly executed?
That's absurd.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. It is. That's absurd. And I mean, from posse comitatus to a whole range of other reasons that you don't have the military turned on our own people. And again, you don't want the sycophants. And again, I can't say it any clearer. We all think differently. It does take courage now to speak to someone who thinks a little bit differently than you. And all of us face that. In other words, job, you know, you may not like me. I mean, but that's part of leadership. From the bottom, going up, whatever. And it's nothing wrong with saying, I don't.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, sir. Yes.
That is the mark of a good leader. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to continue this conversation. We will be back in just a moment. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley is our guest from National Security Leaders for America. Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio. Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from her new home at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Honored to be joined by retired Major General Cliff Stanley is here. He is with National Security Leaders for America. Cliff, right before we went to break, you said something that I think is so important. There's nothing wrong admitting that you don't know.
Right.
That's just a basic, right? And if we know anything about Donald Trump, it's that he is never wrong.
Yeah.
And he never takes responsibility for anything.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is just the antithesis of the military.
It is. And it's impossible to know it all. And there are just so many things to know. I mean, even when you're briefed, there's a piece that you missed. And that's the other part of, about recognizing, having the right people around you to make up for your gaps. We have our strengths. We have our weaknesses. I know of no one, I've served with no one who had all of it together. They had to have themselves surrounded by people who had different gifts. And with those different gifts, you tap into them, and it makes that team work like clockwork, like precision. That's the leadership that we should have. That's what we should be looking for.
I mean, when you said that, it was like, I don't know. I was wrong. I take responsibility. And I don't want to throw this so deep into the politics, but it feels like it is something that will get you ostracized, kicked out, and banned from the GOP now. I mean, like, you should be able to have healthy disagreements within your party. And God knows the Democrats can do that at great lengths. But, I mean, it's now to the point where asking a politician, a sitting Republican in the Senate or anywhere, like whether it's state or local, are you going to accept the results of the 2024 election? They won't answer it because they can't. And that is mind-boggling to me, because they just cannot disagree with each other, and there can be no dissent. And when there's no dissent, what are you getting done?
It's even more mind-boggling to me. You may not know this, but I am an ordained reverend.
Oh.
And so it's actually antithetical to what the Bible actually says. For anybody who says they're evangelical, I'm not sure how they're proof texting, but you can't come to those kind of conclusions and understand what the word is actually saying. And especially, I mean, it looks in John 12, 42 to 43, talking about people being afraid of being thrown out of the synagogue. But that applies to what we're talking about right now. If you can't speak truth to what you perceive as the power, you don't even belong. Mm. But the bottom line is that that's how that translates into that.
Well, and I think it's important for people to just think about, if you've ever been in a job where you couldn't actually say what you think to your supervisor,
right?
Think about what that was like just in your job. Now imagine that on the global scale as president of the United States, no one can tell him he's not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
That's exceptionally dangerous. It's so, so dangerous. In the about 3 minutes that we have left, sir, we wanted to talk about Project 2025, a little bit more about replacing all of these civil servants who have been in these jobs under various administrations and replacing them with what I call your least accomplished cousin, whose only qualification is his fealty to Donald Trump. That would have drastic ramifications.
I can't even imagine it. I've now done multiple tours in the Pentagon, multiple. And there is bureaucracy, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, that bureaucracy can drive you up the wall. But at the same time, there is so much depth and so much expertise that's in those individuals there. I mean, there's bureaucracy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I get frustrated with bureaucracy. But at the same time, there's a reason for it. And just like our bicameral system of government, there's a checks and balances with everything. That's what makes this democracy work like it works. The checks and balances. I don't know everything. And when the founders set this nation up, that's what they were thinking about. The checks and balances. The House, the Senate, the judicial, you know, I mean, all of that. That's what it's all about, checks and balances.
And
we don't know it all.
And in a second Trump term, all those guardrails and all those checks and balances will essentially be gone because he's going to surround himself with loyalists and yes men.
Yep.
Yes. You're so right.
Which is why we are going to keep hammering until that.
15 days. We got 15 days.
Make a plan. Get out and vote. Early voting starts tomorrow in Wisconsin. Make a plan. Take a friend.
Absolutely.
You can register the day of.
You can still phone bank.
You can still phone bank.
You can still knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can do in the next 15 days. Don't give up hope. We really, really appreciate your time, sir. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley has been our guest with National Security Leaders for America. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay with us. News is coming up next. When we return, he is Mr. Global. You will find him on all the socials. Matt Randolph will be here to talk oil and gas and I think a little politics.
Oh, boy.
That's all coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network. Bring me down.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pat Kreitlow. On Tuesday, our guest from Western Wisconsin Health tells us about the many changes in healthcare, especially rural healthcare, that require political leadership.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.